Pickaxe.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
And now I'm rolling my audio.
That's very operatic. I'm doing the thing. The lines don't quite rhyme.
But as long as you sing them like this, it doesn't matter.
Hello and welcome to the 0 Degrees podcast, where we answer your questions and queries.
That was great. We're sticking with that.
Is that the intro?
Great. That's the intro.
I like it with no context. That they don't get our prior conversation about anything. Don't spoil it. Don't let them know.
No. Don't let them know the horrors. The horrors that we get up to before recording.
That's a weird vibe to start on.
it's even weirder because both of you are dead. Actually, I'm just imagining that I'm chatting to you two right now because you're both dead and true. I'm hallucinating this podcast right now.
And you know what? I don't think, considering our medical histories, anyone would have bet me and Ravs to be the first ones to go.
Yes, yeah. I'm the one who survived against all odds.
A lot of sweepstakes.
Take that, everyone who bet against me.
Paying out big time.
Fuck you.
It's brilliant. It's great being dead. I'm having a wonderful time on, the afterlife. I'm in
is
hell.
Is it good?
But it's,
that sucks.
That's not great.
No.
But there's some interesting people down here. Let's put it like that.
Oh, I bet. Yep. God, some colourful characters, let's just say.
Yeah.
Right. Should we marky?
Oh, yeah, we haven't marked yet.
Oh, wait, we haven't marked.
Wait, is this the podcast live?
Yeah.
No, we're not live. No, we're not.
Yeah, we're recording.
No, we're not.
Yes, we've not started
yet.
Just been sitting there in silence.
I did a single intro.
We just did the fucking intro.
What the fuck? Hello?
We're here? Hello.
I was like, okay. We've not marked yet.
Oh, okay, let's do it now. So how are you guys doing?
I am feeling amazing. I just came out of therapy and it was one of the best sessions I've ever had. I'm feeling very
amazing.
Radiant and soulful and great.
Oh, lovely. That's good to hear.
Do you like your therapist? Are they a good person?
Yeah, they seem really nice. You know, I don't know them on a personal level, but as a therapist, they seem very good. They're engaging my conversations and they seem to understand my emotions, so.
Oh, that's great. I'm happy to hear that, Rav. That's
You've
good
done quite a lot of it now, haven't you? You've done.
Yeah, started it a couple of months ago now. I think I've done like probably about 7 sessions, maybe.
Has there been a session thus far that you've been like, did they use like a weird technique? You were like, that didn't work.
I had 2 sessions with them where I was like, you're looking for something that's not there. Like I've been like very open with them and like they were just like, it felt like they were trying to find something. I'm like, what are you looking for? Like, nothing. There's nothing I haven't told you that if there was something, I'd be forthcoming with it. But those sessions sucked. But like, today's session, I was like, boom, big session.
Nice. Oh, that's really good.
Sick. Nice one.
Yeah. Good looking after yourself.
Yeah,
I recommend it if anyone's ever thought about doing it. Mental health is important.
Yeah, keeping your body tip top, keeping your brain tip top.
Yeah.
Keeping your sex life tip top.
Wow.
I have not talked about any of that therapy. It feels very weird to talk to my therapist about any of that stuff.
Maybe
at some point. Well, I don't want to say like, hello therapist, I want to get absolutely pegged the fuck out of. And I seem to have a thing for dominant people. I don't know what it is.
Is it? I guess it's not really necessary to tell him, is it?
Does he need to know? Might be very necessary.
Does he? Is it necessary for him to know or her to know?
Her.
I don't know. Her, sorry. Is it necessary for her to know?
That poor woman. That
probably
poor
not.
Woman.
I'm not gonna talk to my therapist or any of that stuff. I feel like I'll figure that out on my own.
That's
a solo quest.
That's a solo quest.
Well, preferably get someone else with you on the quest at some point, but not.
Yeah, well, that's what this podcast is.
It's all part of it, isn't it?
You don't need an NPC to come join you. No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But no, exactly. It's nice talking to someone who has a confidentiality agreement with you, And knows nothing about you. That's very nice. Just spewing your thoughts and your brain stuff at them.
Your brain disgusting desires and vile wants.
Well, no,
wants,
I don't share those wants and needs
your thighs.
With you.
Yeah. And then they get pegged.
No.
And then they peg me again.
No.
So what did you guys discuss? The episode hasn't actually... It's just gone out.
It's just gone out, yeah.
What did you guys discuss last week? What went on?
Well, we talked about the fact that you're dead. You've got third degree burns. You have foot fetish.
I'm recording this from hospital right now.
Yeah, you're furry.
So some of your fursuit is singed onto your body now.
Oh, nice.
It is,
the permanent
especially
look.
In the groinal area where it was wet.
I'm a zombie. I'm alive again.
You're a zombie. We also discussed people having loud sex in hotels and the etiquette. And
I saw that question when it came in. I thought that was a good question.
It was a good question.
What's your take on it, real quick?
Knock on the door and ask if you can join.
Fair.
Looking for one
more. Well, I mean, because they're basically forcing you to be a third party anyway. So it's either shut the fuck up or roll over, buddy.
Would you complain?
What do you mean?
Would you complain to the people?
Oh, I thought you meant...
No.
Would I complain? It depends. It depends what kind of noise... If it's quite like... It depends.
It's like
how
porn star cheeks clapping, like...
Clap, spack,
fucking
spank,
eye
spank.
Pappy, smack, 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 pop, pop, pop.
Oh, baby.
I think that it depends kind of thing, how drunk I was.
It's 6 a.m., Harry.
6 a.m. and you're as sober as a... Fuck, you're on a work trip and you're not drinking.
I would bang on the I would bang on the wall, I feel like. And I'd be like,
really?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I am...
And then I would hide in my hotel room and I'd be like,
but why are you hiding? They know where the banging came from. They know it's in that room.
The door's locked and it's so safe. But as soon as I go out, and I'd be like looking out the window, like, can I get down?
Oh my God.
Can I like escape?
They come out of the room and it's like a mafia boss and his wife, and you're like,
I feel like snitching.
No.
But I feel like snitching to like the hotel staff is even worse because they know it's
you. But they don't know. No, they don't know. It could be someone on the other side.
But it's one of like,
they definitely know it's you. You're banging on the... Yeah, but if it's you banging on the wall, then that really narrows it down for them.
Yeah, but they don't. If you put on a big gruff voice, then it's like, ooh, fuck it, shut the fuck up. Stop fucking.
Stop fucking. So that's what you do. You do that voice, that specific voice.
Yeah, I think
and
it's,
tell them to shut the fuck up.
It's one of three options. It's that, go around
stop
and ask
fucking.
To join, or you just start fucking, you just start role playing out the craziest sex on your side of the bedroom. Like, you know, you're going cheek for cheek, you're going scream for scream.
Well, they did say they were my wife, and I did say, what if you had a fuck off?
Nice, yeah.
You have to take the challenge when it, and the gauntlet gets thrown down.
That's what we chatted
the
about. But
what did you guys say?
We just said, like, you know, I am non-confrontational. What if it was like, you know, like just a mum and dad who finally managed to put the three kids with the grandparents, and this is the first time they've got to clap cheeks in like
what
fucking
if it is the grandparents?
We discussed that as well, actually.
In between the screams there's like a Zimmer frame squeaking.
Nice, very dry sounds.
Dude, fucking old Bertie's on so many Vicodins his dick might go through the wall.
honey thing is, right, Harry, with your plan, right? Okay, so you knock on the door, you're like,
my well thought through plan. Yes,
your well thought through plan. You're like, room for one more, and they're like, okay, yeah, come in. And you're just like, okay, and then so you go in and you just have sex with them at 6 a.m. where you've got work in 2 hours with this strange couple you don't know. Is that what happened? I'm waiting for you to raise the problem.
I'm waiting for
I mean, that does sound kind of like mysterious and like, you know, it might be like a weird fun thing.
Isn't that? I mean, it's crazy. It's a crazy thing to do, but it's crazy.
I just think that, I mean, you're half asleep at 6 o'clock in the morning and then you're like, oh, right, now I've got to perform. Now I've got to fucking go.
Well, we're men, so we wake up with hard cocker.
Ready to go. Absolutely flying.
I wake up with my sword drawn, Didier.
Yeah.
No scabbard required.
Wow.
Morning wood is no joke.
Yeah.
It's no joke. Well, then
catch
fine.
Me like
that
a lumberjack
well
out here,
out.
Beavering.
Exactly. Jesus. I'm ready to fell some wood, if you know what
I'm
I mean.
Ready.
Oh my Christ.
I'm knocking
oh
over vases.
Jesus, Lord.
I'm hanging my laundry up on it. You know, it's just. The hotel room is a state, so if anyway, I just want to go and, you know, enjoy another hotel room. Mind.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Right, we would just move to another room.
Hotel rooms are gross. Like, They are.
Oh,
the
when
worst.
You actually think about it, I never actually think about it at the time. When you think about how many people have like fucked and done disgusting things while you're sleeping.
In Vegas, I was like, man, this hotel room is so nice. But then I was like, I'm in fucking Vegas. There's probably been like prostitutes have probably been getting absolutely destroyed on this mattress like two
constantly.
Nights ago.
Ten minutes ago.
People be fucking in there like crazy, and that's fine, you know, whatever. But yeah, it's weird to think about.
Yeah.
But anyway, I feel like, how are you guys doing?
One last point. I feel like the people who work in hotels, like, we always think that servers have it worst, but people who do like room service or room cleaning, like the shit they must see and put up with, like, for real, they are like the biggest warriors in society.
Especially because people can be fucking vile. Like, there's no, like, better. It's like that whole, the litmus test, isn't it, where it's like, if you put your trolley back, I think after shopping, I think it also extends to like how you leave your hotel room, knowing that someone has to clean up after you. Like, if you leave it vile with just like shit stained toilet and vomit and just disgusting, just knowing that someone else, but people do that, right? And knowing that someone else has to clean it up, then you're a vile human being.
That is
like, you are scum. That is grim.
Nasty.
The first time it's ever happened to me in Vegas, I put my do not disturb, do not clean, whatever sign on my door every day, and every day they went in cleaned. And I was like,
yes!
Actually got kind of fucking annoyed, because I was like,
wait, we were in the same hotel. I had the same thing and they did not touch my room.
No,
they put respect on my name.
They continually, but like the first day I just had like my passports out everywhere, like my fucking laptop just everywhere. Like,
did you accidentally leave your service light on? Because I made that mistake and they came to my room and they said, do you want your room clean? Because you've got the light on. I was like, oh. And I like accident when I first got in the room, when I was hitting like buttons to try to turn on lights, I apparently hit the like clean my room button.
Maybe it was that then. Yeah. You had your lights buzzing.
I was like, just like every day, I was like neurotically putting this thing out, like, please
leave
my
shit alone.
I hate it when they make, I leave that shit on do not disturb the whole weekend, because like no matter what hotel I go to, because
same
the way they fucking put the sheets in the bed, you have to like fight that
it's
shit
not
to
cozy.
Get out. It's not cozy.
Yeah, I hate that.
Also, and if I've left it a mess, I'm just kind of embarrassed. Like, you don't need to come in. I've only been here for one night. Like, it doesn't need cleaning or sorting. Like, it's a mess. It's fine. I don't mind. I had that when I stayed in Cyprus. We always left the like do not disturb thing, because they'd come early as well. Well, early for when you're on holiday.
Also, sometimes I want to fucking lie. I'm on holiday.
Yeah,
like, fuck
it's
off.
It's 9:30. She's opening the door, just barging in, and it's like, no, please do not disturb. Please, no, thank you. It was like that every morning. It's like, please don't come in. Because they got keys. Like, even if you locked it, they just unlocked the door. It was leave me alone. I'm asleep.
They always come in when you're like fucking naked or some shit. So I was like, why? Why did the hotel staff always do this?
Now that's a porno. There's got to be so many hotel themed porno escapades.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So many. Yeah.
Fucking so many.
But how are you guys doing anyway? Pornos and hotels aside. You guys good?
Good.
Never better.
Jingle Jam.
And exciting. Yeah. Jingle Jam.
Jingle Jam is about to happen.
Well, this week, when this podcast comes out,
it'll
be 4 days away.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Pretty fucking amazing.
I can't wait. I'm very excited. The collection is going to be very cool. Make sure you support Jingle Jam this year. Jinglejam.tiltify.com.
Yep. Come on over and donate very generously.
Buy the bundle.
Yeah, lots of great charities involved this year.
Yeah, 12 amazing charities who really, really need the help.
Yeah, so. I'm excited. I'm going to have lots of friends down as
well. Yeah, I can't wait to see everyone.
Yeah, it's always such an exciting, happy time of year.
Yeah.
I can't
wait.
I'm so tired already.
Me too. I'm predicting it.
I think I received maybe 70 or 100 DMs yesterday.
Oh my God.
And I think I'm getting like 25 for emails a day, and then I also have to do
holy shit
work. It's
about what
I get, like 10 emails a day. I'm like, god damn,
just constant 30? questions,
just constant questions and bits
jeez.
And bobs.
Jeez, oh my god, that's exhausting.
I'm just like, I'm so exhausted at like working like three different jobs.
Oh my god,
I'm excited. I mean, it's all gonna be fucking great, and it's gonna be amazing, but I'm very tired at this stage and just need like, I feel like I'm just thinking about the drink I'm going to have at 5 p.m. on the first. I'm just like, yes.
Yes.
Because at that point, it's all too late to do whatever was needed.
It's out of your control by that point. Oh my God.
I can't wait. We're going to Comic-Con on the first day.
Yeah, what are you guys doing
there? We're going to meet David Hayter.
Hell yeah.
He's a hater. Yeah. Who?
David Hayter, the voice of Solid Snake.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meeting one of our childhood heroes. Okay.
Get a picture with him.
I knew you guys were going to Comic-Con, but I didn't know why. And now it makes sense.
We're literally going all the way to Birmingham just to meet him and get a picture with him and then come back.
Yeah,
again.
We're not even getting the autograph because we don't want to wait around for too long.
No,
they don't let you get an autograph, so we're just going to go take a picture.
Is he not in England often? Is this not a...
No,
he's an American, yeah.
Fuck, this is quite a rare show.
A rare treat.
He's done a couple of UK ones, but like we've never just went to them. But I was like, oh my God, this time it's actually happening. December 1st, we don't need to do anything on the first day of Jingle Jam. It's like Lewis and Simon territory. So
has he always been the voice?
Yeah, well, yes, until five. And then Kojima, it wasn't the same Snake. He got Kiefer Sutherland in, which is who Kojima, like, I think, originally wanted to do the role. And
originally wanted Kiefer Sutherland.
I think he originally wanted Kiefer Sutherland. I think I remember reading something about that. I think he's always been a big fan of Kiefer Sutherland. Ah. I don't mind Kiefer Sutherland, but like, he's not my Snake.
He's not my Snake. What should we say to him, Harry? Should we get down and like kiss his feet? Salute him and say, "You're my Snake," and then
Please do my podcast, Mr. David.
Can you get him to convince me to play Metal Gear Solid? I've never played one.
Okay.
The Master Collection just came out. This is not an advert, but you could play them now, Harry.
We
PC
do so
on,
much.
On
it's
Steam.
Like, you know what? Metal Gear Solid is our fucking Jaffa Cakes. The amount of fucking promo we do for Metal Gear Solid because of you two on this podcast is unbelievable.
I love it. It's so good.
He's tweeted apparently something about Metal Gear Solid 4.
He did.
Oh, he's teasing us. Collection Volume 1 came out, and now the Master Collection, you know, Volume 1 implies Volume 2. So they're probably going to do a remaster of 4, Peace Walker, and I don't know. I feel like you don't need to remaster 5, but maybe they will.
I don't think they will.
And then
it came out too recently, right?
Yeah.
And it was a massive fucking game.
What they're doing by completely remaking Metal Gear Solid 3 for modern things, they're like Metal Gear Delta. I feel like they're going to do that for 4 again, which might be why David Hayter's like maybe going to redo his voice lines, is my prediction.
I see.
Yeah. Sorry, just nerded out a little. Just went nerd mode.
No, I fucking love it. I love it. Segment. I can't wait. I'm gonna be genuinely nervous meeting him. I'm gonna be fangirl, stuttering.
Okay, so that's a really good point then. So what you need to do is you need to think about everything you are gonna say and what you're gonna ask and whether you're gonna get a picture and just all that stuff before you get there.
Can we do role play? I will play as David Hayter.
Let me listen to his voice 1 sec.
But before we do this though, like let's do this role play. I'm trying to pimp Lydia out. I'm like, Lydia, DM him on Twitter.
Oh, he's
responded to you on Twitter before. He knows who you are, Lydia. Speak to him.
All right.
Maybe we can have luncheon.
Do you want to go to McDonald's with me, Mr. David Hayter?
Yeah.
I am actually going to DM him. On Twitter, because he's replied to me before. I don't know what to say though. Like, hello.
David Hayter speaks a little like this, right?
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Solid Snake. Okay.
Okay. All right. Hi.
Hey. What's the scene? Are we okay? We're at Comic Con.
Saying this. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Hayter.
Hello.
Hey, lovely to meet you. Hey.
Nice to meet you.
What's
I'm
your
Lydia.
Name? Oh, Lydia. Lovely to meet you. And
I'm Rav, sir.
And Rav, what an interesting name. Hey, well, you know, having a good time.
Yeah. How was your flight?
It was all right, yeah. You know, I do a lot of flying to Japan because I'm Metal Gear Solid Snake Man, and I like to meet my friend Kojima Man.
Yeah.
Actually, you don't follow each other on Twitter, and I think there may be a bit of weird beef between the two of you.
Is there some beef going on? Why don't you follow Hideo Kojima on Twitter?
Oh no, I just left-fingered it once. Oh no. Thank you for letting me know that.
David, this is so strange, but will you do some like Metal Gear Solid roleplay with me?
Yes, of course. Yeah? Is what I'm here. I'm being paid to do that, I think.
Okay, all right. I'll... I'll be the locker and you climb inside me.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yes,
that
I think right? Am I the locker? Who?
No, I'm the locker and you climb inside me.
Yes, that, okay. Let me get like in my video cardboard game. Box. That's the okay. thing that I do.
All right. Thank you. Great.
I'm in the locker now. I need to, I'm in the locker me. Now. Can you hear okay. me?
I can. Yep. Hello. I hear you. Great. This
I'm
is great.
I'm Snake Man.
Would you like to come to Bristol and do the Jingle Jam with
Where's
us?
Where's Bristol? I'm American. I don't understand these things.
Just down the road.
Actually, I'm English. I'm reading the Wikipedia live. No, he's born in America. I'm sorry.
I'm very confused about my origins.
Sorry, I'm apologizing. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Where's Bristol? What do you do? What?
We raise money for charity, and we want you to come to my house.
Yes.
What?
That's unrelated to Jingle Jam. Yes. It's just happening at the same time. But you won't actually do anything to do
Jingle Jam. Sounds
to my
like
house.
A great thing that people should all donate to, and I should be there. So I'm coming now. Fuck
I'm
your signing.
I'm coming right now.
Comic-Con's for fucking nerds. I'm gonna come in Jingle Jam.
Yay! Oh my god, that went better than I could have hoped for.
I'm still here. Take me with you, please.
Hello.
Let me take a picture with you, Mr. David.
Yes, let's get a picture. Let's get a picture. Come around.
We have to head.
Jesus, you're both very tall. I'm 5'2". Yeah. I'm a tiny man.
Is he 5'2"?
No, he's not.
Lydia's checking because she's going to ruin her.
I'm literally 1.85 metres. What's that in English? What's that in England? That is 6 foot. He's like 6. Okay.
The camera lies. I'm actually 5'2". I'm a tiny man. I'm stood on a box. I'm stood on a cardboard box. It's on character for me. Solid Snake Man. Come here, you two lovable fucks.
Thank you for the picture.
Thank you so much.
Wow. This is your walking away, Mr. Scotsman. Your bum is looking mighty ripe. Mind if I peg Linda that David. With you? Can I?
I
mean, if you'd like to show me your solid snake, sir.
Yes, yeah, so my rock solid snake man. That's what I have in my pants. Naked
I'm
solid
booking a hotel
snake.
Room. I'm Lydia. Have fun going back to Bristol on your own.
Yeah, I guess
fuck
I,
this
I'll
charity
go now.
Shit. I'm gonna peg
Bye,
grabs.
Guys. God damn. Wow, well, now I'm even more excited.
So that's how it's going to go.
Yeah,
that was pretty good, guys. I feel like you got
like
exactly
that,
what you wanted out of it.
I think we nailed it. Well, now he'll never do the podcast, because if he ever listens to that, he will never, ever agree.
No, that's true.
For context, David, I've never played Solid Snake Man. I don't know what it's about.
Solid Snake Man.
Is that what it's called? What's it called?
Metal Gear
Solid. What the fuck?
What the fuck, Harry? Harry!
I'm a big fan of your work. I don't know what you've done, but it's great. I'm very happy. My friends love you a lot.
You could do Metal Gear 1 is a pretty short game.
Stream it, you coward.
Yeah.
Stream it, coward.
Do a little Metal Gear, you coward.
I feel like after just in taking over David Hayter's body and mind and soul, I feel like I've lived it.
Right, you don't even need to experience it.
I've lived 54 years in a matter of moments.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's fair. Then,
yeah,
I guess.
We're gonna do that.
Hideo Kojima, man, be my friend, man.
Sorry, just in case Hideo is listening.
We're gonna do that, and then we come back Bristol for day one Jingle Jam celebrations, where we all nervously look at the amount of money we've raised.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Good times.
So what?
Can't wait.
Is there like a pose you're gonna do in the picture?
I haven't thought that far ahead yet.
No,
I truly don't know.
Downward dog or something like that.
Does he like downward dog?
Fuck's sake.
Lydia, how horny are you for this man?
Actually, I'm quite horny
Have
for
you
this man.
Heard his voice, Harry? It's fucking
yeah,
he's
like this.
Yeah.
Oh. Hello, I'm David Hayter, Hideo Kojima man's friend.
You're pretty good.
Yeah, I got a solid snake man.
I love it.
I feel like you got to take all the lessons from when we meet fans, right?
Yeah.
Which is number one, get someone else to take the photo. Like selfie angle always looks weird.
Yeah. Well, so
I think they have someone, don't they?
I'm going to be the Comic-Con hater, which, you know, we've done some work with them and yada yada. So I'm sorry, Mr. Comic-Con, if you're listening, but they are bloodhounds for making you pay for shit. Like, their rules are so strict. It's like you're not allowed cameras at the official meet and greets. You have to use like their official photographers. You're not allowed to ask for an autograph when you're getting a picture, and vice versa. You can't ask for a picture when you get an autograph. They want you to pay like fucking $60 per thing. Ugh. So if we wanted to get
Wait, what have you actually booked in for then?
We've not booked it yet. We're trying to nepotism ourselves a little and see if there's a way that anyone that we've ever worked with at MCM will allow us to book a time slot.
We just fucking slagged them off, didn't you?
That's going great, Rav.
What the hell?
Well, nobody's in the MCM. But, you know, they've done it so well that they know how to make fucking money out of their guests, right? And yeah. I guess their guests want to get bank as well. I don't know, it just feels kind of shit, like you wait in a queue and you can't like get something signed and have a photo.
I mean, it's why we always, when we went to events, that was never how we wanted to do it. It was our thing was always, if you want to support us, buy merch. And, you know, otherwise, you can queue up, you can queue up with a t-shirt that you've already bought, or just a thing you want to have signed, or you want to get a picture, and you can do it for free. Because, I mean, for us, it's so uncomfortable. Such a transactional moment, when actually it should be such a celebratory moment. And I haven't gone to a lot of Comic Cons and wandered around and looked at all of the weird, crusty old celebrities sat there waiting for you to pay 60 quid to fucking have them grimace in a picture with you. It's mental. Like, I've never understood that. I understand for this, like, you guys are massive fans of it. So, like, it's just the one opportunity of a lifetime, right, to go and meet him and chat to him for a moment. But it's so crazy to me, like, that setup.
It's very in and out for us. And, like, we just don't want to, like, wait around in multiple queues. Like, Jennifer Hale is also there. She's Naomi in Metal Gear, and she's also like Commander Shepard. She's done a million trillion bajillion roles that I'm a fan of. But like, the idea of us like having to run all over the convention center to go to different places to meet them, or, you know, like wait in multiple queues, just seems like such a nightmare. You know, and me and Lydia both have fucking gammy legs, so it's just like, this does not sound the hot
idea. We cannot run. I mean, imagine they'll be next to each other, won't they? Because
you'd think so.
Solid snake.
It looks like she's also been in a lot of Disney stuff. She's in Cinderella.
Yeah, Jennifer Hale's done so much. One of the greatest fucking voice actors, in my opinion.
Why don't you just pay for him to do a cameo?
I've got a cameo. My community bought it for me on my birthday. He's one of my tier 2, tier 3 alerts is him. His cameo. He says to hello Lydia and Hastings and Colombo and Pam, and then he said he loved me. And
I feel like
I can feel you swooning. Lydia, you're speaking to the microphone. Lydia.
Oh,
Lydia, say it's a damn room. Lydia, stay in the room.
It's a damn stream alert for you, isn't it?
It's my alert.
Yeah, because he says,
so wait, how much is it to even book the meet and greet? Do you even know?
It's like $60. We've not booked yet because it says time TBD, and we're like, what the fuck does that mean? Because if they're like 5 p.m., we're like, we want to be on the train at fucking 5 p.m., you know what I mean?
Like, we need to know when to book our train tickets and to get there.
So that's another reason we're trying to like be, hello, MCM, can you like give us a good time slot,
and that's
please?
Certainly so that we're, ones. Actually, 206, fine, you want to know before then, because I'll listen to this podcast and I'll be like, fuck that, but...
Yeah, fuck that, you're actually banned from MCM.
Just fucking banned.
And then we'll just stand there like, David, we're in McDonald's, please.
please
sign my chips. And I also feel like we could get him on our podcast. I feel like he's a very gettable guest.
He does stuff with... yeah. I've seen him, like, people have, like, got him to be on their YouTube videos and stuff. He's very, like, up for being involved in things. And
so fucking message him, with you.
I'm scared. What
Wait,
the
does
fuck
he follow
do I
you?
Say?
Does he follow you?
He doesn't follow me, but he's, like... Oh. He's messaged me before because I've, like... Or I've reached out, but I've like made Metal Gear Solid stuff, and I've been like, "Hi, David, I just thought you'd like to do this." And he's replied being like, "This is really good. I really like this." And he replied to me about like a restaurant in London once, and
I will ghostwrite your damn message. Be like, "Hey, David,
fuck ghostwriting it. Let's write it right now."
Yeah, okay, like, "Hey, David, I see that you're coming to Birmingham. I'm heading there with a friend on Friday. We're hoping to book a photo up with you. Be so nice to finally meet you. Hope you enjoy Amsterdam Smile," because I know he's going to Amsterdam.
That's
before.
Weird. No, but what that is fucking
no,
weird.
No, because he put that on Twitter.
Guys, that's I'm looking at my DMs.
You
with
put
David
it on
Hayter.
Twitter.
I'm
is
looking
that,
at my DMs.
Is that weird
finger,
to
that
say?
Finger, hope? Yeah. Fucking play it way more cool than that. You're not.
All right.
They're going to be a mega fan. Gee.
Guys. Okay. So what happened is I posted a video in 2015 about Metal Gear Solid, and I guess I must have tagged him in it, and I just put it on my like timeline.
He in 2015, DM'd me. This is 8 years ago.
He DM'd me saying, "Excellent work, Lydia. Now I think even I understand it." And I said, "Thank you, David." And he said, "And your snake voice rocked." And then I said, "You know, it's made my day." I said, "It's totally made my day that you've got in touch. Like, I'm a huge fan." He said, "I'm glad. Thanks for the dedicated gaming." And then I said, "God, fucking always."
Your hands trembling. Your hands just shaking.
Just slobbering. "If you ever wanted to lend your fabulous voice to a video, then you're always welcome." And he said, "Sure, just let me know."
You fucking choked.
This is 2015. I didn't know what to say. And then I've said happy birthday to him. I said, "Thank you, Lydia.
You fumbled the fucking bag.
We spoke about restaurants in London. The last time we spoke was 2022. I said, happy birthday, David. I hope you had a lovely day." He said, "Thanks, Lydia. Much appreciated." So, I mean, we're basically best friends.
First of all, you can get him on this podcast. Second of all, message him.
Okay. I'll message him after this. I need to reread it 100 times. This is me shooting my shot.
Is it weird?
Yeah.
Is it weird to go and meet him? And do you send the message before you meet him or after you meet him?
I think before, to let him know you're coming.
"Hey, David, I'm going to be with you."
You got to, okay, well,
no, okay.
This is insane. Okay, you need to, you have to make it seem like, we got to delete bits of this podcast because we have to make it seem like you're going to MCM not to just see him. It's going to be I'm going there for work because I'm such a fucking cool big influencer.
I love that. I've got a thing going on.
I'm meeting some people, blah, blah, blah. You know,
I'm going to be at Comic-Con for work.
It's so cool that you're also at Comic-Con too.
Yeah, I love this.
That, isn't that nice?
Comic-Con for maybe, work.
Like, but you won't
no,
have
No, but then he's going, "What are you here to do?
Can you get a creative pass? Can we not get a creative pass for it?" You guys ask for tickets. I love that we're just going to sort this out. The podcast is this is how short the schedule is right now on my time. Fuck the podcast. We're not doing questions. We're just going to sort out this.
We don't have time. We need to sort out this.
We're going to sort out this.
What am I even asking him in the message? What is the goal?
That you're simply just saying, "Hey, David, I saw you're at Birmingham MCM. Me and my friend are making the trip up. We're planning to come to your photo op or something. Looking forward to finally meeting you. Safe travels over."
It needs a bit of a punch, doesn't it?
It's like, "Brilliant. We'll see you then. Fucking if, great."
Yeah, all he's going to write back is saying, "Okay, great. See you then." Like, there's no incentive.
What are you trying to get out of the man?
A friendship? A lifelong best friend? I don't know.
Some DNA? Some substantial hair? Some saliva? Maybe? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You know, something where he goes, "Great. Let's go to McDonald's." I don't know. I'm spitballing here. You know, something, you know, "Do you like to eat food?
I think my message is perfectly fine and you guys are overthinking it.
I
feel like if you didn't send that, you might as well not send it and just go say hello.
All right, tell you what, I send the nice message. We meet. Do you know the bit that's made it weird?
And this is back to the crux. It's paying money to go and meet somebody. It's such an unnatural, weird experience.
Yeah.
Like I get it. Like, if you have to buy tickets to Comic-Con or whatever, like, fair.
That is ultimately kind of odd.
But it's the bit that, like, he knows that you've paid 50 quid to get in that little queue just to say hello to him.
Maybe, like, he'll be like, "Don't worry about it. Just meet me out."
You can just, like, slide up and be like, "Oh, hey, David, you know, fuck, man. It makes me just so glad we did Comic-Con."
He's not going to be able to be like, "Okay, let me comp you a fucking..."
Come round the back of the alleyways. Yeah. I'll meet you there.
Bro, imagine. Like, yeah. David might be coming through.
He's not going to comp as anything. Like, he kind of knows who Lydia is.
Okay.
But Squid Game's since come out, so maybe he'll be like, "Wow, maybe she's famous."
Do we remove it and say that your audience bought you this? Bought you this as a present, as like a fun...
Lydia, by the way, Squid Game, the reality TV show, comes out today, so good luck.
Good luck. 07 for Lydia.
Holy shit, is it? I heard somewhere it was all right, but then is it quite... I don't know. Someone said it was quite good.
Everyone seems to have forgotten it was recorded in the winter in the UK and they forced everyone to wear those little skimpy tracksuits and I think people got ill and stuff. Allegedly.
So wait, it's the objective to get David Hayter on this podcast.
I would love that.
think
personal.
That's a good objective.
I would subject him
to fucking like our fans messaging that like I came in a glass and drank it.
Well, I think we wouldn't ask those questions when he's on. I think Harry, I think a lot of those questions.
Yeah,
I think that we could almost do a little bit of an interview and then maybe
I think it would be an interview, and then maybe we'd ask yeah, a few silly questions at the end, which are very safe for work.
He's also like a producer and stuff. He made a show called Warrior Nun that like people were making a big like fuss over saving it and stuff because Netflix cancelled it and stuff. Like there's a lot of interesting stuff that man probably has to talk about that isn't just I debate will get bad. He's also like a voice actor. The strikes just happened and stuff.
Does he do many features?
He's in The Long Dark. I heard him in The Long Dark. It was very cool. He's done like a bunch of YouTube videos and stuff, like Lydia said. Like I think the big one he appeared on was is it MatPat or something? Like someone did like a big video and he did all the voiceover for it.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh my god, they should get him on Tom's Mystery Quest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine that? Oh my god. And his character has the same
absolute dream. It'd be like having a hero on our podcast, and I think it's a very achievable goal.
I think I can do it because I am his friend. This isn't a parasocial relationship.
I wonder if we could put any of this out. I wonder if this ruins it or does this make it funny?
I mean, we should probably trim some of this down anyway.
We'll trim some bits maybe.
Would David find this? I just don't even... I feel like it's so funny because you two are so obsessed and I just have no idea. I just know nothing.
We're just adoring. We're just fans.
Just fans of him.
Yeah.
Just normal, crazy old fans.
Mm-hmm.
I'll message him. I'll let you know what. I'll be very normal. You probably won't reply.
It's always good when you have to be reassuring that I'm going to be very normal.
I'll be normal. Don't worry.
The plan was not to be normal.
Originally, but now I'm going to be normal. All right. Perfect. Should we actually do some questions?
No.
Just stay on this topic.
People are going to be so mad.
Yeah.
Look,
Podcast title, You're Pretty Good.
You're Pretty Good.
David Hater Fan Club. That's what
Harry.
David Hater Fan Club plus Harry. Not because I'm a hater. I'm not a hater of hater. I just, I don't know if I can be counted
as a fan. You just don't know him. You just don't know him.
I don't know who the fucking guy is.
Harry, if we get him confirmed as a podcast guest, you have to play a little bit of Metal Gear.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. It's entirely funnier that I have no idea who he is. It's way funnier.
I guess
I'm just going to lie. I'm just going to lie and pretend.
No, you could. It might actually be kind of interesting and refreshing that you don't really know the.
We could do a little game.
You're not a hater of David Hater.
I'm not a hater of hater.
We could do a game where it's like we ask him like, "What is, you know, like the thing on the members channel? Like, is this from this or have we made this up or whatever?"
Yeah.
Sorry, now I'm just envisioning this like, podcast we do, like, we do with him.
We can do. This is good. No, this is good. We're spending this podcast planning another podcast.
A podcast that doesn't exist and might never happen.
It might never happen. It's
certainly never going to happen. So if we, I like that. So what it'll be like? You guys come up with the most obscure Metal Gear Solid facts, and I write some facts as well. And then we just pose them to him, and he has to say which ones are a Harry facts or Metal Gear Solid facts.
Oh, I love that. Which is a Harry fact? Which is a Solid fact?
You know, David Hater. He voiced Snake. He probably knows quite a decent amount of the game lore. But also, like, I feel like Metal Gear is quite a convoluted, crazy story that it might even be tough for David to know what the fuck.
Well, it's also tough for me to write anything because I have no fucking idea what the game concept is apart from man go in box and that's it.
Bad in box. Okay, well, that's your homework. Look, we're doing a fucking question, all right?
I want it to be a zero question podcast.
No. All right, I'm going to ask a question. Are you ready?
Fine.
Okay.
Fine.
We can do one, I guess.
We can do one quick one.
One quick question.
Then straight back to David.
Okay, all right.
Hey, all. I'm Dr. Alo Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
One of the biggest things on my bucket list is to visit a nudist beach slash resort. I love being naked and would love to just be in the sun slash beach slash pool slash whatever. I am afraid of getting an erection while there, or forgetting myself and just staring. I don't want people to think I'm a creep, and I don't want it to be a sexual thing. How can I work on making this dream a reality?
That is interesting.
I mean, you can just go and do it. Have you guys been to nudist beaches?
No.
I don't think necessarily, like, planned on being on a nudist beach, but I've seen people, like, walking around nude on a beach, so I guess that there might have been something like nudist beach to it, like, on holiday and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen people, like, topless and stuff, but I've never been in a beach where everyone is literally naked, like, no pants, nothing like that, you know?
I have seen that, and you have, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I saw a lot. We used to go to Menorca a lot as kids, and the beach next to the beach we would always frequent was a nudist beach, and just filled with families running around naked.
Yeah. Very,
like, just weirdly wanting to make it weird, but actually just very normal. I mean, not that we partook. We would, like, walk through sheepishly.
That's my experience in it as well. Just my family walking by is, like, there's a whole ass naked family just running around.
There's always, like, the Italians or, like, the Spanish families on holiday.
Yeah.
And they're just, like, you know, they're having a great time.
They're having a good time. You
see some, you know, there is certainly, like, some perving going on. You can see, like,
oh yeah,
some weird guys at the back of the beach or whatever.
No.
Like,
oh,
it is weird. There is weirdness to it, but
there is.
I think going to one made me very confident it's not for me. I don't know about you, Ravs.
It's not for me, and I don't also get the appeal of skinny dipping or anything like that. I just don't. It's just not for me.
I don't know.
You're scared of a crab biting onto your dick, aren't you?
That's kind of it, yeah.
Skinny dipping's pretty good. I don't know. Skinny dipping in the sea feels nasty. Skinny dipping in a pool is pretty good.
Oh, no, that I'm super down for. If I'm at, like, a private villa or whatever, and, like, you know, it's, like, a beautiful view, and I just jump in butt-ass naked and swim around, that sounds fucking great.
So that used to be mine and my brother's tradition when we were kids, is we would get to the villa and we would just strip nude and run and jump into the fucking
pool. Nice.
Which, as a kid, is just like, fuck it, who cares?
It's super,
like,
fun, funny.
Yeah, it's fun stuff, right?
I think it's the fear of the unknown of what's in the ocean. Like, there's a plenty of stuff that could, like,
those fish that swim up your dick and stuff. Like,
oh my god, yeah, no, I didn't even think about that. Where do they live, though? Where are they?
Like, in the Amazon.
The ocean.
Oh, okay, so don't go
to the Amazon. Is connected to the ocean, Lydia. The Amazon is connected. It could have got there.
But you also don't want to be the headline, you know. Like, turns out the Amazon fish they're here, and guess who found out? Fucking Ravs.
Fucking Ravs from Bristol.
There's a fish in his dick now. I'm like,
thanks, Ravs, for checking for everyone. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, yeah. I saw a thing the other day about a girl who went on holiday somewhere, and she got home and she had, like, nosebleeds and a lot of, like, pressure in her sinuses. And then a couple of weeks later, she was in the shower and she felt something, like, in her nose.
No,
and she looked, and there was, like, a fucking leech, like, the tip of it coming out of her nose. She went to the hospital, they took it out. This leech was fucking massive.
Oh my god.
It had, like, gone up there and grown over those few weeks.
Yeah, just gorged on
on her blood and just grown to this big fat juicy leech. Imagine if that happened to your
Jesus
dick.
Jesus Christ.
Imagine.
I'd probably just have a bigger dick.
Yeah, you'd, like, keep it in, don't take it out.
It's like part leech.
Dude, I'm so well hung after this holiday. It's crazy.
But do you think it would be the cum leech, though? Would that come out and, like, it would be white and just filled with cum?
No, because that's like no, cause that'd be like sucking on your balls. That'd be like the double dick.
Yeah, true.
You have, like, the spare dick.
The spare dick.
This is like it's on the tip of the dick. It's like an extra belly.
Oh, I don't
imagine
like that.
It's like at the inside, and, like, it's just coming out, poking out, going hello.
Constantly,
like,
getting your dick sucked, though. So based. I'm sorry, David.
David Hayter. Welcome to the podcast.
David.
He's here.
Oh,
he's in the room with me.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, but like the nudist beach thing, it's just never appealed to me. I don't really. I've never wanted to be nude in public.
No.
Like, nude in a hotel room, nude at a villa, like where you have privacy. Like, yeah, that's fun and freeing. But, like, I've never been like, I want to skip through fields of wheat or be on a beach.
What,
or
like Theresa May?
The renowned nudist.
Yeah. I've never had that desire in my life. You know, it's not something that appeals to me. It appeals to our dear question asker.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They're worried about getting an erection. I mean,
Yeah, you guys have to answer this. I cannot understand this.
Harry, I don't know about you, but the dick is the most evil thing ever because it just... your dick has a mind of its own sometimes. It's like, hey buddy, fuck you, and it just hits you with an erection. It's like, why do I have an erection right now?
I'm at a funeral.
I'm in school about to give a talk or something. Yeah. Like, it always hits you at an inappropriate time, and I'm just like, yeah, I know this beach would absolutely be one place where my dick would just be like, time to be hard. Lol.
Oh god,
you're not even horny. You don't even see any other nude people right now. Just you're hard for no reason.
Yeah. But if you're like worried about, because I think I might have asked someone about this before, or had this conversation, because obviously I don't really know I know the ins and outs of a penis. Where?
Well, you're a leech.
I don't know how.
Called Leech Lydia.
I'm a leech. Like to get a leech inside that peen, but I don't really know. God. You know, I don't know how it like feels and what's happening down there. So, if you're really like aware of it, like if you're on stage doing a talk or something, would you just you wouldn't get a boner, right? Because you'd be
it happens. You
really
could do.
Even as an adult.
Waistbanding is an art that you learn from a young age.
Yeah, you got to tuck. Yeah.
But what if you haven't
tucked? Dream.
Tuck and then you're up there and you start to get a boner.
And you start getting lightheaded because there's so much blood then rushing your dick.
Because the leech
then you got to then you got to do it.
The leech on my dick is sucking so hard. Fuck my life.
Something.
God damn this leech.
My God.
Fuck's sake. Now, then you got to do it. You know, it's uncomfortable. You got to do it. I'm just adjusting my balls move. You know,
right.
But what you're actually doing is you're discreetly tucking your hard on.
I don't know about you guys, but I feel like since progressing through puberty, the random boners are certainly far fewer.
Way fewer between, which is so good. But like, I still don't trust the homie downstairs, you know?
I feel like I've talked to guys about this, and like guys in their 30s or whatever, and not that I'm just often bringing this up in conversation, but from what I can gather, once you're like past the sort of like teenage random boners all the time, it's rare that they're just going to like pop out when you're in front of everyone doing everything. You know?
I think it's a lot more rare, but it can still happen.
I think it's
When's the last time it happened to both of you?
PTSD from that experience.
Right.
And so
that's such a horrifying experience
that's so present in the mind.
Yeah, that the fear that it will happen. When was the last time you guys just got a boner in an inappropriate moment and you were like, ah, oh, fuck?
I actually died years.
Like, years ago, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like it's been a long time. I haven't been hard in years, Lydia. I think my leech has died. I think it fucking...
There's nothing left.
I need to get a new leech.
I think I need a new leech. Yeah. So, I'm just coming to that realisation. Sorry, yeah.
It's probably been like a year or something.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know.
Not that long ago.
I couldn't pinpoint it, but I've certainly had a moment in my life where I'd be like,
uh-oh.
I'm like sat down right now. I know I need to get up at some point and my dick's hard.
Yeah. But I feel like if you're at a nudist beach, everyone kind of accepts that shit going to happen. Like, I feel like if you're like fucking staring at some fucking woman's tits, just like 5 foot away, and then you just get an erection, that is sexual harassment and that's weird.
That is. If you're like straight up staring and you're just like, it's really weird and your dick's just fucking pulsating then like,
that's awful.
Yeah. At least a lot of the nudist beaches that I went to when I was a child were filled with families, and so it wasn't, you know, that is innately not a sexual
fucking
atmosphere.
I'll be real with you anyway. Like, nudist beach is like 95% old man dick.
Yep.
Well, also it must. I don't know the ins and outs of a nudist beach, but like, is it you get family ones and then like just grown ups? Like, because you wouldn't want your kids around random. Naked old men, right?
That's
are they not?
No, for sure. I don't think there are. I mean, it's not like you can just have sex. Like,
no. I'm not saying like it's sexual, but like, wouldn't you, I don't know? Do they have family friendly ones and then ones which aren't family friendly?
My memory is a lot of the kids weren't nude. Like, some of them were if they were like babies or whatever, but like a lot of the kids were like not participating, and like certainly kids going through like puberty or teenagers. Who were older than me at the time.
Yeah.
were not as well but all the adults were, and I don't know, I think it's one of those things that if you're just into it, it's very normal and you just wouldn't even think about it. It's just you don't even begin to process it on like our more like, oh, this is weird way.
It's like your upbringing where you grow up. With, I think growing up where we have, it's like we're a bit like prudish and kind of cover up, where in some countries it's very normal to just be at the beach naked. You know, it's what you're used to and what feels like normality
in Spain,
to you.
If you're a businessman and you get an erection during a presentation, it's legal. You have to get your flies out and whip your dick out.
Really?
That's how it works. Waistbanding is illegal.
Yeah.
Punishable by death.
Punishable by death. Punishable by leech.
I thought for a second that you were being serious, that you had to flop your dick out.
You have to show.
We have this crazy show here, though, right? We have a naked attraction, and like you're legally not allowed to have an erection on British television. Mm. Well, that's the way they get around the nudity part of their show.
But isn't that all film and TV, right? You can show a floppy dick, but it just can't be erect.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know if it's all film.
Did you say it can't be a rock?
A rock?
Yeah.
Sorry, it
that cannot be a country.
It cannot be a
rock. Man, this dick is a rock.
Yeah. But like, because you see some dicks in like movies and stuff, but they're always...
Usually prosthetic.
Are they?
Yeah.
Stunt double penises.
Stunt cock.
Yeah, stunt cock.
Yeah.
Because I saw someone's penis on TV the other day. He was peeing and I just saw his penis.
Was it a nice looking penis?
No.
Sounded like an instant no.
Well, it was just a little penis weeing. Like I wasn't really like, look at that big boy. It was just weeing, you know?
Wow.
You know? It was just weeing. Just a little weird thing weeing. So yes, as long as it's not erect, you can get away with anything.
I'm just thinking about it.
It's probably his leech pissing. Yeah. Although you can't show any fanny, can you? Oh no, but you can on that show.
Naked Attraction. You
get fanny, don't you?
You get fanny. Yeah.
That show's so weird. I really don't like it.
So it's really uncomfortable watching. It's quite odd.
It's very strange.
And it suffers from reality TV-isms.
Yeah, it is the weirdest show. It is the fucking weirdest show. All right. So this person. Okay. So answering this question, they want to know advice. How do they stop getting an erection while they're there? And how do they not zone out and start staring at people, basically? What's the advice?
Classic advice not getting an erection is go and jack one off way beforehand.
Oh, yeah. Before you go to the beach, have a wank.
It's just primo advice. It's just proven. Just gets your hormones out, gets you all done. Yeah. Like,
there might be a beach toilet nearby or something.
No,
or
don't do it in public.
Do it before you travel there
in the safety of your own home, where you're not going to put anyone else at, you know, sexual
fucking
risk.
Telling people don't wank off in public toilets.
Do not do it.
You're vile.
I'm just simply trying to say that the closer you can do a cum, the least likely you are to have any sort of erection.
I feel like
there.
The thrill of them wanking off in a fucking plastic cubicle at the beach is going to fucking titillate
you're
them even more.
Sick, Ravs.
I would never do that. You can't. It's fucking gross.
You better tell your therapist this. You
stink
fucking
toilet. That you love coming.
No, I'm just. I'm simply just.
You're going down to Weston every day.
I'm just simply trying to convey the fact that the sooner you do a cum, the longer you will go without an erection.
Well, should they just
do it on the beach then? No, because that's in public. Don't do it in a public toilet, but find a friend's toilet. No, don't do that.
A friend's toilet?
Okay, you know what? Forget everything I just fucking said. Don't do it
in the car. Do it in the safety of your home or hotel.
Don't do it in a car. That's illegal. Yeah, you'll get
curtain shot and pray afterwards, you sick fuck.
Okay, look, I was just trying to come up with a solution for the listener.
All right, so that's that one. Okay. How do they forget themselves and just and stare? They're worried about that might happening.
Just don't stare.
I think you have to be just very hyper. I think you will be hyper aware, right? Not just don't stare.
Do not wear sunglasses. Wearing sunglasses is like the most bait thing in the world.
But it's on a beach. It's really sunny.
But obviously just walking around wearing sunglasses is like, you're not clever. Everybody knows what you're doing.
I feel it's going to be tough for you, bud. It's going to be tough. You know, you're going to be at a beach. There's going to be a bunch of fucking naked people. If you end up talking to any of them, just fucking good luck.
Yeah. Eyes
good
up.
Fucking
Eyes
luck, buddy.
Up. I guess if you're there because you want to be naked and not because you want to be around naked people, then just like keep to yourself, eyes up, like try not to just look at other people and just enjoy yourself and chill.
Maybe just listen to music or like read a book or something. Yeah.
Focus
do.
On your experience, not
on
other
your
people's
experience.
Experiences.
Yeah,
but if you're
exactly.
there because you want to see naked people, then you shouldn't be there because that's not what it's about.
You should,
if
you, it's should like, you should go to the police station and you should say that to them.
Yeah.
That's what you should,
you should say. But
you say,
yeah,
I
exactly.
I have a leech in my penis and the leech is telling me.
The leech, it controls me. But Raps was right, what you said earlier. It's going to be a lot of old man dick, basically.
It's going to be a lot of old man dick. Yeah. You know, if you somehow win the lottery and it's like, it's the supermodel trip to the beach. Good fucking luck, bud. It's going to be a nightmare for you.
Start building houses with all those bricks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, good fucking luck. Like,
good luck.
But also, what a wild time in basically November, nearly December, to be like, I want to go to a nudist beach. Like, it's
they might be in Australia.
I guess it could be. No, but Australia's in winter right now.
No, it's in summer right now.
Oh, wait, no, it's in summer. I forgot they do sunny Christmas. My bad. They might
There's
be
loads
in
of places which have hot beaches right now. You know, not the entire world is the fucking UK.
I know.
I'm just picturing it, and they're like, they're going to like fucking some shit beach in the UK. They're going to Skegness.
Going to Hull's small nudist beach next to the port.
Yeah. That's just in my brain what's happening.
Where is the
it's
biggest
like a,
nudist
It's like
beach?
A rainy day.
Pissing it down. They're just there. By themselves.
Biggest nudist beach UK. In Cornwall. Yeah, of course it's all in
Cornwall.
Cornwall,
yeah.
Brighton Beach is technically a nudist beach.
Is it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, wow.
Interesting. Well, good luck. Let's know how
it
goes.
Luck.
Don't
yeah.
just
yeah.
just don't stare. Don't stare.
Don't have
look.
A wank in a public toilet.
Close your eyes. look up. Look up to the sky. Look up to God.
Stare upwards.
Yeah, but don't be so weird with it that you're like so obviously looking up at the sky while talking to someone.
I can just imagine this person with AirPods in, carrying their mobile phone, listening to a podcast, walking into a beach naked, staring at the sky, erect as fuck.
Oh my God. And then tripping up because they're not looking where they're going and landing just, face down a pair of tits. Like, oh no!
No, but the reality, they land on old man dick.
They land on old man dick.
Face first into old man dick.
Yeah.
And they're listening to this podcast as it happens.
Yeah.
And if the stars align, you know, I hope that you're okay.
I hope
you're fine.
Yeah, God bless you. God bless you.
Good luck. Good luck, brave soldier.
Hope that nothing bad happens to you.
Nice one.
What a podcast. Wow.
What a podcast. I can't wait to see the comments about all the questions we answered.
Very interesting.
I hope Sam doesn't get bored by the David Hayter bit and forgets to trim the bit at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. That would be a nightmare.
I'm going to leave a note for that.
Yeah, definitely leave a note. That's worth leaving a note about. Yeah.
There's a cut that you will never, ever hear in your life.
No. Yeah.
But Lydia, right after this, DM that goddamn David here. Let's get him as a guest on this podcast.
Hell yeah.
Very pog.
It's happening, maybe. And also, right after this, we're about to record a Am I the Asshole?
It's true.
That's right. That you can listen to at patreon.com/yourdegrees. I still be getting notifications on my phone. Thank you to all the lovely patrons who've been joining.
You, patrons. Thank you.
We love you very much. It's been nice peeping the little comments people have been leaving on there as well. People are enjoying them. Thank you so much for your support. And as always, keep sending in your questions to the form. We love getting questions.
There's some great questions.
We don't answer them sometimes.
There's been some great questions.
There's been some good ones. Very high quality questions recently.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Yeah, funny ones. We love them.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we'll catch you next time. Enjoy Jingle Jam.
Next time, guys. Enjoy Jingle Jam.
We'll see you on the other side. Bye.